A report commissioned by the National Farmers Federation recommends amalgamation of the state and national farmer representative bodies. So imagine if the NT Cattlemen's Association was merged into the National Farmers Federation. Would that be a win for the territory? What do you reckon? The NFF's Tony Maher says the idea is about getting more unified, strengthened and efficient farm representation for Aussie farmers.
That was some of the recommendations. There was duplication across a range of areas, but the core principle really was making sure that the representation and advocacy across the Australian farm sector was as good as it could be. And, you know, the NFF and other organisations, we regularly chat to constituents, and and this report reiterates what we found is that, you know, there's probably some areas that we can do better in terms of a, you know, more united, more efficient, more effective representation structure. And things have changed since the NFF was established 35 years ago, and that we need to move and adapt with communities and government's expectations.
If national and state farmer representation bodies did amalgamate, what might the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association end up looking like?
Yeah, so I suppose it's important to keep in mind what we're looking to do, and that is we're not looking to, or NFF or any other organisation isn't looking to take over any other body or to, steal anyone's patch. It's really about making sure we've got the structure in place that can represent farmers in regions and across commodities in a more efficient way, really. So there'd still be representatives or a structure that represents Northern Territory issues, red meat issues, cattle issues, but also grains and horticulture and all of these other sectors that we know are important across the ag sector. So there's no predetermined outcome at the moment. What we've done is to complete this report. It's given us a bit of a direction, and we need to walk that path and address all of the concerns and issues that people have raised. But our ultimate goal is to get a better structure and organisation that allows farmers to have a strong voice with stakeholders like government.
If territory pastoralists are concerned about efficient representation, they want best bang for their buck, but they also want local advocacy, how could amalgamation work for them?
Well, it's not necessarily about saying that a particular organisation isn't doing the right thing. There's a number of organisations that have got complete support and very happy with how things are going. For Northern Territory pastoralists, I suppose, the opportunity exists for them to continue talking with their representative bodies and to have those bodies, engage in the process that the NFF is undertaking with its members and on behalf of its members, I suppose, to feed into and have some input into the structure and what it looks like.
Just a very practical example, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but just say, for example, the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association amalgamated with a body in Canberra. Their main office ended up in Canberra. How often do you reckon that the representative would be out in Alice Springs talking to pastoralists?
Look, Nathan, I think you're jumping the gun a little bit. That's not what's being proposed. There's no talk of amalgamating organisations into one single body. What we're proposing is a structure that has state farming organisations and commodity groups that would still very much represent farmers in particular areas or particular commodities. There's no talk of having a single or one office just in Canberra and not having any people in the regions. That is not would not work and is not what's being proposed. It's about getting an arrangement that the existing bodies could work more cooperatively and more collectively in a streamlined way. But we're not talking about shifting everyone to Canberra or not having people in those regions. That's not the case.
General Manager of Policy at the National Farmers Federation, Tony Maher, speaking there to Nathan Coates. So what does the NT Cattlemen's Association think of this proposal of streamlining, as Tony Maher puts it? Pastoralist and former president of the NTCA, Rowan Sullivan, reckons the NFF is looking at this idea to address its current funding problems.
The background behind it is that, you know, the NFF's basically being starved of resources, I guess, or it's having to shed staff and not be as active as it could be, mainly because of problems associated with its the members' inability of some of the member organisations to fully fund the NFF. So there is a need for change and to give the NFF more resources and the ability to better represent Australian farmers. My initial reaction to the amalgamation proposal, I guess, was, I think, some caution, particularly about how it might affect our own organisation, the NT Cattlemen's Association, given that we've been a strong supporter of NFF and we've always, you know, met our obligations as far as our membership fees and that sort of thing to NFF.
Do you think there is duplication of tasks, things like back of office work and media management?
Well, I don't know. Between NFF and NTCA, I don't know that there is. I mean, you know, I guess there might be some duplication, but you tend to find that NTCA's role is, well, I mean, we're very territory-focused, and I don't see that there's a lot of overlap between what we do here and what NFF does nationwide. I mean, we certainly utilise NFF's skills and, you know, some of the research and I guess the lobbying that they do with the federal government. We certainly tag along with that. There's no worries about that.
Rowan, do you think there's space for discussion on how representative bodies such as the NT Cattlemen's Association and, say, the Cattle Council and National Farmers Federation can work together to be more efficient and effective?
Well, definitely. I mean, you've got to always be looking at it, I guess, but there's certainly, you know, I mean, there is a need for discussion and there's a need for, you know, I guess, everyone to put their thinking caps on and just think how this might be done better. I think it's probably more from a point of view of some of the southern organisations. I mean, there's South Australia hasn't got a representative on NFF at all at the moment because their state body, the South Australian Farmers Federation, is not financial enough to be able to support their membership of NFF. Similarly, you know, Sheep Meat Council and Cattle Council are in a position where they're unable to meet their full obligation to NFF in terms of membership. So, I mean, all that's feeding right through into NFF not being able to have the resources that it needs.
So the NT Cattlemen's Association, sounds like you'll be fully engaged with the current process the NFF is undertaking regarding representational efficiency and possible amalgamation.
Well, we'll be engaged to the extent that we'll have an input into how we think it should go. I think there'll be, we'd certainly want to hear from our members about what they think about what's being proposed. I think NTCA members would be very protective of NTCA maintaining its independence and, you know, standing alone as a standalone organisation. I don't think that, you know, at this stage I couldn't see our members embracing any sort of an amalgamation proposal, but I think we have to be engaged and have input into what a restructured NFF might look like.
From the NTCA's perspective, why is local representation for territory pastoralists important?
Oh, well, because NTCA deals with local issues as well as, you know, Australia-wide issues. So you've got to have something at the local level to deal with those issues. I mean, probably, you know, it might be something like 80% of the issues that NTCA deals with are at a state level. So you've got to have representation at that level and a fair amount of activity at that level. And I think, you know, the NTCA, as far as the strength of the organisation goes, is, you know, I guess it stands out as probably one of the stronger organisations in Australia, probably, as far as a representative body goes. So, you know, I don't think there's be much appetite for downgrading that at all.
That's Rowan Sullivan from the NT Cattlemen's Association. I've got a text here from the current president of the NT Cattlemen's Association, David Warriner. He says, forget it. The NT Cattlemen's Association stays unless members decide otherwise. Unless members decide, we don't move, says the president of the NTCA, pastoralist Andy Hayes. Well, he's interested in this discussion about making the rep bodies more efficient. He definitely wants the best bang for his buck. He says for his business, the most important thing is that representative bodies actually know what's going on and know what the issues are for red centre producers like him.
Yeah, there's probably good and bad with it. There's it's good as it stands where we can talk to Tracy up in the NT and the Cattlemen's and talk to your local bloke, I suppose, as opposed to talking to somebody else somewhere else in Australia that has never been here or doesn't know our situation. But it is probably a good thing you're paying a levy already as well, so I'm not too sure where you'd go with that.
But you do like the idea of having someone local that understands what's going on in your patch.
Absolutely, yeah, it makes it a lot easier. Just ring, doesn't matter whether even before Tracy started up at NTCA, it's been a lot easier to talk to the local person, and they can get around. They come down here and have a fair bit to do with the centre and the whole of the territory. That's their job, to look after the territory, and I think they do a good job. And yeah, they go back to the. It's their job to go to the politicians to sort everything out.
And are you concerned that if, say, there was amalgamation of representation, that guy in, say, Canberra or wherever he's or she's located might not be able to get their ear and body on the ground and properly understand what's going on for you?
Yeah, exactly. If they've never been to the territory or been to Alice, there wouldn't be enough time in their day to just come out to say good day. Like, you just wouldn't be able to do it.
Andy Hayes, he's a pastoralist from the Alice Springs region, sharing his thoughts on this proposal. And that ends the report by Nathan Coates.